A new turboprop aircraft will make it easier for a medical transport service to land in some Southeast Alaska communities. Airlift Northwest will operate a Turbo Commander as well as a Learjet between Juneau and rural communities. The turboprop will allow the medical service to fly into Gustavus, Skagway, Haines, Hoonah, Cake, and Prince of Wales Island. Juneau Director of Operations and Pilot Greg Clausen says the new plane is easier to land on those small town shorter runways.
We'll stop shorter, take off shorter, operates better on one engine if you have an emergency. Just a fantastic platform performance-wise for pilot. Visibility from the cockpit is outstanding and from the back is outstanding. So going into these non-IFR, the visual airports is very important for terrain and other aircraft.
Airlift Northwest is a nonprofit company that's part of University of Washington Medicine. For more than 30 years, it has flown injured or critically ill patients from Southeast Alaska to Seattle or Anchorage. Clausen says the Turbo Commander will bring patients back to Juneau, where they will board the Learjet for the flight south or north. The new plane is similarly equipped to the Learjet, providing critical care in the air, says Juneau-based flight nurse Amy Center. She points out the specialized equipment on board.
We have a ventilator capacity. This is where our patient is, and then the two nurses would sit next to them. We also have a back seat, so capable to take a family member with us. And then back is the monitor, and then above, IV pumps and any other equipment we would use. So anything you would see in a critical care here in our aircraft.
Airlift Northwest is one of two medical transport services operating out of Juneau. Guardian Flight now shares a hangar with Airlift at the Juneau Airport, but this summer, Airlift Northwest will build its own facility next door. The Turbo Commander was recently opened to the public, and Assemblymember Lauren Jones stopped by. He recalled when his son, age 9 at the time, got hurt on a school playground and had to be medevaced to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. It was 1982.
We medevaced out on a 737 cargo combo, and I bought 9 seats on the airplane. The nurse, myself, and the stretcher with my son, the Harborview. So people had to give up their seats, and I had to buy all the airplane seats on a one-way, plus, you know, the ambulance rides. And he's fine, but it was a pretty traumatic experience. So these kind of jets look a little bit nicer than the back of a 737.
A medevac to Seattle is about $50,000. Many health insurance plans, including Medicare and Medicaid, cover much of the cost. Medevac services also provide insurance programs of their own, as well as charity care.